Hello and welcome back to the Courage Within podcast with your host, Libierre. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to not lose your hope and momentum and to try again. This podcast is a miracle, you guys, because I did not want to film this. To be quite honest with you, today has been a day of HE double hockey sticks. It's been opposition after opposition. There's been so much trial and tribulation. I had a guest come to the podcast. We filmed an hour and a half. All of the audio got lost. I cannot tell you how discouraged I felt. I felt so embarrassed. I felt so defeated and discouraged. I didn't even want to film anymore. I had all these plans to make a ton of content today. And a part of me was like, ugh, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to try again. I don't want to put myself out there again. And let me tell you what. I wallowed in that for a minute and then I thought, okay, that's great. That's fine. We can feel our feelings and honor the fact that we had a really rough day and honor the fact that, you know, we got discouraged because things didn't work out the way that we planned. But here's the invitation. When things don't work out our way, we can access the power of God, right? There is power that is available to us that doesn't belong to us. And we can ask God. He has wisdom. When we ask, he has strength. He has capacity. He has joy and love and peace and hope. And we don't have to lose our hope and our momentum just because it's the 6th of February and we are done with the New Year's resolutions. I want to encourage you with this podcast to continue to press forward with the things that you wanted to do in your life, that you were like, I'm excited to do X, Y, and Z. I want to invite you to not lose hope and to not give up that momentum that you started. Even if you have fallen off the wagon for some reason, even if you have failed at the attempts, even if you tried really hard and then you felt defeated because maybe the changes weren't quite evident, you know, right away. I know for me, if I do something that's really hard and I try a new habit or I try something new and I don't see immediate results, I can get discouraged. And I think a lot of us feel the same way. But I want to invite you to what if we decide that we're not going to lose hope, that we're not going to lose our momentum, that we're going to try again, even in the midst of failure, even in the midst of feeling discouraged, even in the midst of things not looking or seeming like we're making any progress. I kid you not that the progress that you make will be evident to you if you stick with it. It might take a while. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. Who knows? It might take 10 years. But we as a society now very much lack patience and the audacity of our brains to think that we could just sow something and it will become an instant reaping situation. That's really not going to happen in life. I know social media makes us have this illusion of we're going to do something and it's going to be really quick and fast and easy. And that is not how life works. That's not how harvesting work, right? Someone who is going to plant something and plants a seed doesn't go outside and say like, okay, I want to see how it grew. I think sometimes we think that our efforts are going to be quick and easy. And if it doesn't happen right away, we get discouraged quite easily. So I want to be a different people. I want you and I to operate on a different level. And I want to invite you to try that thing again, whatever that was this new year that kind of had you excited to start a new fresh start. Why not say it again? Say it again. Today is New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, and you have those same vibes and you're going to try again. Yeah, maybe the lull of the winter is getting to you. Yes, maybe it's a little bit dreary outside and you don't want to get up and try to do the thing again. But what if it doesn't have to be all or nothing? What if one day you just wake up and it's a 5-minute thing? Maybe it's only 10 minutes of your time. Progress in little tiny increments is better than nothing at all. So if you wake up and you don't have full-on energy to do X, Y, and Z, that's okay. Give yourself grace. And give yourself grace if you have felt like you have failed and have been discouraged about a goal or something that you want to attain. It's okay to have that feeling. It's okay to feel discouraged, but don't stay in our discouragement, right? Let's not stay there because that's not what God wants from us. Let's read God's word and see what he says about perseverance, okay? I think reading God's word and meditating on the word of God will help us to find strength that we didn't even know we had. Let's read out of 1 Chronicles 16:11. It says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually." That means there's strength to be asked for. There's strength to be had. It's just we don't think about it and we don't ask of God's strength, right? The Bible says we have not because we ask not. So let's ask and seek the Lord and ask him to give us his strength and seek his presence continuously. When we are seeking his presence, we're taking our circumstances and saying, okay, I know this world is this way. I know I'm discouraged in this way and that way. I know I've failed in this way and that way. But my God, he says that I'm not a failure. I am a beloved child of God, right? You have to coach yourself and you have to encourage yourself. Become your very own best cheerleader. No one is going to do that for you. No one. No one is coming to wake you up and say, hey, make your bed, brush your teeth, take a shower, get ready, get dressed, get really dressed today. Go outside and get some fresh air. No one is going to come and make you do those things. But will you? Will you do those things for yourself so that you can get encouraged and inspired and energized? I know for me, the moment that I take one step towards something, even if it's the tiniest little action of making my bed in the morning or making that green tea that I know is going to help my brain or going on a walk in the morning, because the morning walks are so incredibly important for our well-being. Just getting outside in the first place and getting that sun in our eyes. That sun in our eyes gives us serotonin that nothing else can. And it gives you a boost of energy and a boost of happiness. And I think we are missing out sometimes because we aren't taking the tiny little things that we could benefit from in our lives. So think about how you can better your life this year, this week, today, and think about all the things that have discouraged you and say, no, I'm going to seek the Lord and his strength, and I'm going to seek his presence continuously so that I am renewed in hope. We're going to read out of Job 42:2. It says, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." I know for a fact that when we try to do things that are better for us and for the kingdom of God, or say you are trying to build a good habit in your life, the enemy will come and try to distract you from it. He does not want you to win. He hates you and I. The enemy is cunning and he's coming to destroy our hope and our joy. Jesus has come so that we would have life and have life abundant. But the enemy is coming to attack us and to give us hopelessness. He wants us to give up. He wants us to give up hope and be so discouraged that we don't even try anymore. But I say to this, God, you can do all things and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. So God's purpose is for you to have community with him. God's purpose for your life is for you to know him intimately and for you to know yourself through him. And what a wonderful way to start the day than knowing that God's plan can't be messed up. We stand. I love Priscilla Shearer. One time she preached on, we've already won the war. We fight with a stance of victory because God has already won on our behalf. And we only have to fight this battle. And sometimes battles, we lose them. And sometimes we get discouraged and knocked down so hard that we don't want to get back up. I am encouraging you, get back up. Get back up no matter what you're feeling. Feelings are just that. They're fleeting. Do not let your feelings determine your actions. Do not let your feelings determine your actions. Let God's strength determine what you're going to do next. Let God's strength propel you to want to try again. If you fail, that doesn't mean you're a failure. In God's eyes, you are a conqueror and you are beloved. In God's eyes, you can't do anything to lose his love. So from that abundance, get up and try again. Also, 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "But you take courage." Get it? Courage? The courage within? Sorry, I digress. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "But you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Did you hear that? Your work shall be rewarded. It doesn't say your perfect work. It says your work shall be rewarded. God is promising you that whatever you put in today, even if you put 1%, 1% with God can be 1,000,000,000% because God, his economy is different than ours. We give little, but he turns it into much. I just think of all of the parables in the Bible that have people having like the littlest thing. When he turned water into wine, that was his first miracle Jesus performed here on earth. And he turned water from wine. Like that was like insane. Wine took so long to make back then. And for it to be turned into the best wine, these people were so petrified to go and give the wine to the guests because it was water in their hands. But he made it wine. When they were obedient to walk and say, yes, my Lord, I will be obedient to you and I will serve this water. Jesus, thank you for turning it into wine. Don't worry about the 1% that you can give because God can turn your 1% to so much. Another verse in Psalm 27:14 says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait for God. Know and understand that God gives you strength. God can give you strength that you didn't even know you had. God can give you wisdom. If you're lacking in wisdom, ask the Lord. If you're lacking in vision, ask the Lord. If you're lacking in zest for your life, ask God to give you excitement over your life. I know for me, I've been in seasons where I've been super discouraged and not inspired by anything, not motivated, but yet I have given my 2 cents that I have. I say, Lord, I'm so dry. I have nothing to give. But God always has something to give. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. If you're in a discouraging season in your life, please know that I understand. Maybe I don't understand fully, but I do understand being in really hard times. If you want to listen to my testimony of what God has healed me from, it's been a lot of complex trauma. I'm going to leave a video down below called The Courage to Heal, and I talk about what God has delivered me from. And there have been times when I have not had hope, and I've had to rejoice in hope. So rejoice that God is going to give me hope, even in the tribulation. I've had to be patient in tribulation. I've had to say, okay, God, I am in a season where I feel so discouraged and so low and so sad. But Lord, I'm going to be patient. Show me what you're teaching me here. Show me what you have for me. I call it the treasure in the trauma. You find the treasure in the trauma. Whatever season you're in, know that God can give you a character within yourself that no other season in your life could do. I know hard seasons for me have been transformative to my spiritual health and my mental well-being. And the lessons that I learned from hardships have been lessons that I cling to on a daily basis. Proverbs 4:25-26 says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Then all your ways will be sure. I know for me, in times when I only look at my circumstances, only look at the discouragement in my life, only look at the trauma in my life, only look at the wounds in my heart, only look at the things that are temporal and here and that I'm dealing with in the moment, I can feel so discouraged and not feel like I want to move forward. But when I let my eyes gaze upwards and I let my eyes focus on Jesus and focus forward, then my life feels like a moving train. I've been in Panama the last 2 weeks. I learned how to surf. And my surf instructor, what he said when I got up is that my stance was knocking me down because I was leaning backwards. He said, if you don't look forward, you will never get to surf the wave because you will keep pushing back. I was scared of going forward because I was scared of going and like tumbling. But hear me out. If we look forward to a life that God has planned for us, we have hope even in discouraging times. Here is my encouragement to you is, no matter what you're going through right now, God has capacity for it all. God has compassion for you, and God has healing that you don't even know is even possible. God has good things for your life. The Lord says, for I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to bring you a hope and a future. I'm going to pray for us, and I hope that you leave a comment down below and let me know what you're going to try again. Don't be the statistic. Most people are going to give up on their dreams right now in this season. February 6th on is the dates that people stop going about their goals and dreams that they had set out only 3-4 weeks ago. Don't be one of those people. Be a people that is believing God for your life and knowing that you can look forward. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for my friends. I thank you, God, for this podcast. Thank you, God, that you are building a community of people who want to know you deeper. God, thank you that you are steadfast. Thank you that you are perfect and we don't have to be. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross on our behalf to bear our transgressions. He bore our grief, God. He bore everything that he had to bear so that we would be righteous in your eyes. And that, Lord, we don't take lightly. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done on the cross for us that has qualified us into a life of freedom and a life with abundance and knowing God and community with God and access to the Lord's strength and presence. God, give us your presence right now and help us to feel hopeful for our future. If we've already felt like we are not going to try our goals and dreams anymore in this year, God, give us hope again. Help us to feel zestful and have a vision for our future, Lord. Help us to feel the energy that you have, God, and help us to see your kingdom so that we would know, Lord, that we are not just running this race amok, that you have a plan and a purpose for it. I pray, God, for my friends, Lord, that they would not be discouraged, but that they would be encouraged to do the thing that you have called them to do, Lord, even when they're failing. Even in the midst of it not looking like they thought it would, I pray, God, that you would give them the treasure and the trauma, the wisdom, the vision, the peace and the comfort that they need at this time. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. I love you so much, and I will see you in the next one. God willing. Adios.